his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of the disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Hello.
Good morning. How are things going, Dr. Tong?
Pretty good.
Okay, we have an exciting show today. Do you want to introduce our first guest?
Yeah, why don't we just, again, talk about our purpose of the show, to show that all chronic disorders, chronic pain, and other chronic disorders such as high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, allergies, Crohn's disease, whatever your name, the name doesn't matter. These are all symptoms. They can be cured. Mm-hmm. Okay, treating the symptom along with drugs doesn't work. They like covering water stains on the wall without treating the real disease. Number one, the real disease continue, the untreated underlying disease continue to rot the system. On top of that, you got the side effect of drugs. Now let me ask you a question. Now that you're a medical student, is there any circumstances you think that taking drug would be indicated?
I think in acute situations, emergency problems.
How about in chronic situations?
Chronic situations, I don't think so. I mean, I've been taking pharmacology, and most of the drugs that our professors teach us about, the side effects are worse than the symptoms themselves.
Yeah. Well, nothing is really absolute. You're right. You know, in acute situation, when somebody has the blood pressure so high, you got the imminent risk of a stroke, you definitely need to get some pharmaceutical remedies to suppress it, to lower the blood pressure so that you don't have a stroke.
Right.
And then in the acute situation when you're dying, IV and stuff like this, those are the miracle of modern medicine.
Right.
Even in chronic situation, if you've got a mild headache and an aspirin can take care of it, sometimes opposition to that. Because a little bit of aspirin, your body can clear all the time. But don't make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
When you make it a habit and think that it's okay, I don't experience side effect, and sooner or later your stomach or your liver might break down, like Tylenol. Once it starts to be so benign, cause severe liver problem, and you take it for a long time, especially when you drink alcohol along with it.
That's the problem nowadays. I think is people have this over reliance on drugs.
Over-reliant will become complacent.
Right.
And is misled with the false belief that the problem of being taken care of.
Right.
That is really the sad part is that they think the disease are being treated, so they do not look at the real cause of the real causes of the problem.
Like their lifestyle habits.
Their lifestyle.
They eat.
The food they eat.
Stress that they undergo.
And the toxin they're being exposed to the environment and from
which are the primary causes of why you get the disease in the first place.
So once your symptoms get masked, with pharmaceutical remedies. Okay,
they think they're okay.
They think they're being cured. Okay, which is furthest from the truth. So that is and the third part of the fallacy and harm of conventional treatment is fooling the patient that they are being treated and their health are being improved and their health are being worsened.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go to our first patient. We have a couple cancellations. This is a return patient, and we got some real good information to share with you.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show once again.
Thank you. Hi, Barbara.
Barbara's been on our show a few times, and let me just tell the audience about you a little bit. She was first on our show October 27th, show number 55. You're from Orange County, is that correct? You're semi-retired and doing some computer work, and you suffered from a myriad of problems, bleeding from the stomach, anemia, hepatitis C, edema in the legs, soon abdomen, esophageal reflux, itching, gallstones, vertigo, diarrhea, difficulty swallowing, many, many problems. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
In medical textbook. Actually, the most important, the critical problem that Barbara came to me was that she was bleeding to death.
Right.
Literally.
So
no.
Your hemoglobin, how low did it go?
2.
Down to a 2.
Yeah, all those in the medical profession or learned about medicine, that is not compatible with life. You cannot last with a hemoglobin of 2.
Right, the normal hemoglobin is around 12, right?
Yes.
Right.
So and how many pints of blood did they give you, a transfusion?
The first time I was in the hospital, 4. The second time, 2.
And then they say the transfusion will not work anymore, right?
That's correct, because I built up antibodies that they just couldn't give me anymore.
Well, even if they can give it to you, bleeding is not the problem. Not the symptom, okay? It's not the problem, but the symptom. What caused the bleeding is the underlying disease. You can treat the bleeding, you can treat the anemia or the low hemoglobin by replacing blood, but you got to get the body stop bleeding,
mm-hmm.
Okay? They couldn't do that. And what did they propose? They have done a whole bunch of tests.
Right, they proposed to take out your stomach, is that right?
Stomach, yes. Oh, what they proposed was terrible. They were going to put a tube down my neck, bypassing my stomach, so that the blood wouldn't go through the capillaries and become engorged and bloated. They were going to go directly to the liver, which was set too.
Mm-hmm.
And the side effects from this thing that they were going to put in my neck was terrible. Suicidal side effects, all kinds of dreadful things.
Right, and they were going to bypass your stomach and go to the liver, but they also knew that you had hepatitis C, is that correct?
Hepatitis C, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had that, and they just kind of washed their hands when I saw them. Before I saw Dr. Tong, it was a couple of weeks before I saw him, they said they didn't know what to do with me. It was like, well, I probably wouldn't make it until Thanksgiving.
Really?
I saw Dr. Tong treated me, and a little over a week, the bleeding had stopped in my stomach. My liver was functioning. I was getting more energy back.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling better and better all the time. And Dr. Tong, I have a surprise for you.
Yes.
The laboratory called me last night with my latest blood hemoglobin, and it's up to 10.7.
Wow. That is such good news.
Yeah, remember last time was something like 9.0, 8.7,
yes,
something like that. Yes.
Yeah, well, I was happy about that. So I thought I'd surprise you.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's incredible.
How about your hepatitis, the title, the virus?
Why don't you tell us about your hepatitis? When did you contract that? When did that begin?
Oh, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many years?
Oh, how many years? Of course, they didn't take tests for that until, about 1990. But, they were calling it something else back in the 60s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had it for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then your titer was 200,000?
Oh, that, yes,
uh-huh.
The virus. When I was in the hospital, it was 300,000 one of the times.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they checked it was 68.
68.
Yeah.
So it dropped from 200 to 300,000. Now, almost normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, 68. It was 51, except that you have a little infection. You
went
that's
right. It was 51, and they had had an infection that had to be taken care of. It went to 68. But the doctor told me in the hospital, you don't really have a liver problem.
Okay, here's the proof.
Wow.
So that's what I was claiming. Hepatitis C can be cured, folks. This is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say this is an anecdotal case, okay? You don't let science fool you. Because now if somebody had hepatitis for 40, 50 years and always been sick and always have liver problem.
So the virus had 300,000, 200,000,
and within a few, not even a few months, a few weeks of treatment, now the title came down to almost normal.
Yes.
Don't call that an anecdotal case. Don't let science mislead you in the foolish talk, okay? The statistic and probability of, you know, 92% of my patients have suffered for decades, years, pain, depression, bleeding. And within the first treatment, 92% of my patients feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, probability-wise, okay, that we can, they cannot be just be dismissed as something like anecdotal. And almost every patient come to me get better.
Mm-hmm.
And they want their foolish clinical trial studies, which only test on symptoms.
Well, doctor?
Yes.
I can honestly tell you this, I do not take pharmaceuticals. When I came to you, up to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I know that this great improvement has been with the help of your treatment.
How do you feel? Have you ever feel this good in your life in the past?
Well, come on, doctor. I'm not 21. I haven't felt this good for a very, very long time.
Yes.
Years.
Mm-hmm. See, right now, how is your, in the beginning, you say your mind was really, not focused or concentrated?
Oh, yeah.
Has that improved yet or not?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Not having the problems I was with my work, everything is certainly improved.
How about your gas problem, your bloating?
Oh, yeah, the bloating and the gas, that is just about all gone. Occasionally I have a problem.
Yes. How about the edema in your feet? You have a
yes. I still have the off and on the edema in my foot.
Yes.
After you told me to soak it the last time I saw
right.
It wasn't
mm-hmm.
a lot for the circulation.
Yes.
Which I've been doing. And today it looks great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting better all the time.
Yes.
You also have esophageal reflux.
I beg your pardon?
Esophageal reflux?
I've got no problem. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how long have you had those problems?
Oh, that's 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fallacy of conventional double-blind randomized trial study, okay? You focus on esophageal reflux. You can call it GERD. You can call it all kinds of fancy names.
Yeah.
You focus on, bloating, okay, or epigastric discomfort or colitis. They're all connected. Okay, so each trial tests some remedy to treat the symptom. So even you prove that certain remedy or even natural remedy are good for the symptom, but the patient doesn't want really deep down want just the symptom treated. Okay, they want them, the patient themselves. Okay, the whole body treated, and not only that. I do more than just the whole body. I do the family. I do the help with the business. That's what I call feng shui before, and I'll bring in some more people that will help them with how we can reduce the stress, right? Making the family harmonized, because basically the equalizer, the critical factor is this qi, the energy from the mind and spiritual realm. And I learned how to manipulate it, to make it in harmony with nature. When I make the body in harmony, the liver, heart, lung, kidney, and spleen all live in harmony environment, and the home the same way. And so the whole thing is being to the nature and being harmonized. Yes.
Father, are there any other improvements you've noticed?
Oh my. Well, yes, I just have a better feeling of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you have so many things wrong with you, and you're really suffering with them. You don't have a good feeling mm-hmm. about doing well or feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone.
How did you work in the past with all this problem? You're a researcher.
Well, because for one thing, I do it at home. I can do it as long as I get the work done. I can do it at night, morning, afternoon, stop, rest, you know. If I had to go to a place, a workplace somewhere, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yes.
Okay, let me interrupt you for a little bit so our listeners know. You're listening to Freedom Campaign Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Barbara we're talking to. Calls for an appointment, 714-556-8364. If you'd like to call in for any questions, you can call our 800 number, 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You are improving every single time you listen, and we hope that you will continue to improve. And the next time we talk to you, your hemoglobin should be normal. I believe this.
That's wonderful. I just want to say one thing. If there's any listeners that have anything wrong, before you do anything drastic, go see Dr. Tong.
Thank you.
I have a friend that's trying to do that right now, and her insurance is not being cooperative. They wanted to see the same old specialist over and over again instead of somebody like Dr. Tong that can help her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, sometimes I feel like medicals just don't want you to get too well.
I think that was a little
right. I mean, not on a single case. No, a large portion of our patients have had insurance problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to my first show, our first show, we had two patients. One of them have pain for 14 years from the spinal cord degenerating from an accident, got holes in the spinal cord, so mm-hmm. 14 years of pain, and was in a wheelchair for 2.5 years. 2 to 4 of my treatments, she walked without pain, without walker, without wheelchair for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
The internist, an MD from the insurance company, say, no, my treatment is not medically necessary. They send the case to arbitration in the Orange County Medical Association. 20 or so people from the committee all agree with the other doctor. No, this patient does not deserve to walk, does not deserve to be pain-free. They can see anybody except Dr. Tong. That's how the medical profession in general behaves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think, do we have a call online? Line 2.
Okay, Barbara, thanks very much for being on our show.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show. Who's this?
My name is Mary.
Mary?
Mm-hmm. And I've listened to your program a couple times. I'm very interested.
Yes.
I have quite a few things going on where mm-hmm. you could help me. One, the most acute thing is I had an auto accident in 99. Before that, I had fallen off a wall several months, about 7 months before that. And my neck, my shoulder, my back was involved, and I've had numbers of treatments that have improved things from alternative.
What type of treatments?
First, of course, I did physical therapy. Of course, went to an orthopedic rehab person, and they met the MD, and he's, of course...
How much did that help you?
Pardon? Not very much.
Not very much, okay.
Then I went and tried a chiropractor. That wasn't very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I tried an orthopedic rehab person that was able to cure the adhesive capsulitis in my shoulder. I had a frozen shoulder. And I found her. She also does acupuncture. That helped some, and the adhesive capsulitis was better. And then I read an article on Prolo.
What does that decapsulization involve?
Adhesive capsulitis? What is her treatment involved?
Yeah, huh?
Hydroplasty she injected into the joint enzymes and some homeopathics and some procaine, and after a few treatments it worked very well. Then I read an article about prolotherapy, and I asked her if she thought it would help me, and she said yes, and she recommended a doctor who did that. Prolotherapy brought the shoulder back quite a bit.
But you still have pain.
Pardon?
You still have pain.
Back to normal. But yeah, the problem is that I do have still have some pain.
How much pain you still have?
It comes and goes. The problem is the prolotherapy did not help the neck very much.
How about the range?
It a lot.
How about the range of motion?
The range of motion in the neck still is not completely normal.
Okay.
It's still, I still have pain, I still have a lot of stiffness. The prolotherapy helped some the neck, but it helped the shoulder a tremendous amount. But
yes.
The neck is still very resistant to anything and everything. I even tried hyperbaric oxygen.
Yes.
And while my oxygen levels were high, it was quite a bit better. But after staying away from it for a while, I'm kind of back to, it did have some permanent improvement, but I'm back to where I don't want to live with this.
Okay,
yeah. It's limited, the pain is still some.
Okay, Mary.
I move it, of course.
Okay, Mary.
Not pain when I don't move, but
yes,
I can't
Mary.
I'm not moving.
Okay, Mary, listen, okay?
Yes.
I can help you.
Good.
A lot more than any other doctor can help.
Good.
I don't make any guarantees, but I understand exactly what they do and what caused improvement.
Okay.
What caused the improvement was all based on the same thing. The principle of Chinese medicine, prolotherapy, injecting the joint, they accidentally hurt, clear or inject the block energy point.
Right.
So bring in more chi, bring in more of your mind. You go back to our show, one of our patients, Henry, some time ago, had prolotherapy, which caused him the worst pain.
Yeah.
And his shoulder actually get totally frozen. Okay. That is because these other doctors are practicing acupuncture without really understanding how everything is connected. How your emotion in the past have weakened, all your connection between the mind and body, how your diet, stress, and exposure to toxins in the past that we can use, okay?
I think the reason maybe why the prolotherapy may have helped her shoulder is because she had the injections with the procaine, which is similar to what you do.
The prolotherapy and the procaine injection, triple point injection, there's another name called neurotherapy. All should be called neurobioenergetics. The reason is that, okay?
Trigger point injection, so did she.
Yeah.
Both of them did some trigger point injection.
Yeah.
Right.
The trigger point are acupuncture point or a block. They are the block area in the body's antenna receiving your true self, your mind and spiritual vibration, which is your true self. Okay? You are not that mechanical body. The mechanical body, none of this will work without this chi. When somebody dies, you lose the mind and spirit. You can do all prolotherapy, neurotherapy, MBE. Nothing will work because the chi no longer can get in your body. Injecting the point connects the mind back to the body. And what it really does that, the chi open up your circulation. That is why your hyperbaric chamber oxygen will never work. Okay,
while I was doing it.
But the atmospheric oxygen is not that high.
Right.
So if somebody had no pain breathing regular air, you should be able to do that, and that's why the doctor should do that to you.
Hyperbaric oxygen, we got the atmospheric pressure up pretty high.
Yeah, so that's an abnormal situation. You should be living in a normal situation and without pain. And that is by bringing your vibration back in your body to open up the circulation.
Right. Now, if you'd like to listen to the show with our guest who had prolotherapy, it's show number 17, January 20th. 2001.
Yeah.
It was a year ago, actually, to this day.
Sometimes it's because the doctor does not know that somewhere down in the foot, the leg, the point is connected to the shoulder. Okay, and all these things here depend on which channel, which point. They all have some emotional connotations. These doctors do not understand it. I don't make any guarantees, but if you come to see me, you will have so much more improvement from the first treatment. That's what my guess is.
Do you have a number, May?
Why don't you give it to me?
Okay, it's 714-556-8664.
Yeah, on top of that, okay, you need to understand, cure, I can cure your problem, but it takes two parts, our part and your part, okay? None of the previous doctor that talked to you about, my guess is that about what really caused, not just an accident. So how come somebody had an accident and they don't have a problem?
They don't have pain.
Okay, so they need to talk to you about your nutrition, your stress in the past,
the toxin
you're being exposed to. Okay, so once we correct your body balance, you need to...
My diet's good, but I have a history of toxic exposure.
Yes.
I'm a chemically injured person.
Then we need to detoxify you.
Right.
And then you also...
Do you have a substance that can chelate out phthalium?
No, not necessarily. The substance is the chi. She is...
Well, they're homeopathic remedies.
Yeah,
they
use homeopathic remedies. But homeopathic homeopathy are basically chi.
Right.
Okay,
do you think there's a homeopathic that... I know there's a homeopathic thallium. Do you think it would chelate thallium out of the deeper tissues and the organs? And
Yes. You don't need to actually dump the...
There's poisoning of a 15-year duration.
Yeah, listen to me, okay? You don't really need to dump the physical molecule. You just need to neutralize the molecular soul. Okay? A dead criminal does not do too much harm. It's a living criminal that does harm.
Right.
Okay? So homeopathic and my treatment can neutralize your vibrations. And you don't have a problem.
Right.
And sooner or later, you will keep your health up. Okay? You will be able to eliminate all the physical toxin also.
Well, Mary, thanks for calling. We're running out of time.
Yeah, call us.
You have a number, right?
Yes,
714-556-8664.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're listening to Phantom Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was caller Mary who had an auto accident. And previously we had Barbara on our show who had bleeding from the stomach, hepatitis C. Her title was 300,000, now it's down to 68. Actually, it was down to 51 at one point before she got her infection. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, that's drtong.com, drtong.com. Is there anything else you want to talk about today, Dr. Tong?
Yeah, we have one patient that can, so we bring her back next week. And just to prove that this lady have 9 years of pain after work injury. And yesterday she was limping, she could not straighten out her back. And after my first treatment, her pain was gone.
Right.
So
this
so
we'll get on next week.
Not just relieved, but gone. Okay.
We believe it. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harvard Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on K-Bright, AM 740. This is Elaine, say goodbye and have a great weekend.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is